We are back here on the game. John Kurtz and Tyler Dreiling. Grant Flanders filling in for Mitch Fortner. Suppose if you got some feelings about last night, 537-1350, 866-776-1350, let it out. You can tweet us at the game KMAN as well, as plenty of you did after the game last night. Speaking of Twitter, let's be the judge on some of these jokes that we're seeing about the travel.
Okay.
I think, honestly, the first one that I saw, like, almost immediately after it happened that I got a legitimate laugh out of and is one of my favorites now is just that's a whole new definition of the Euro step. Because he basically did take a Euro step, and Svi is from Ukraine. So
credit
a whole new version of the Euro step.
Credit to Brian Haney, who we had on the show yesterday, because that's basically how they called it. At least that's how I understood it, was that on the KU radio network, they said, boy, that was one heck of a Euro step.
Well, the KU radio broadcast was exactly what you would expect it to be, and that was Greg Gurley. As a play-by-play guy, this just made me cringe, and I felt so bad for Brian. Greg Gurley just screams and just blasts right through his call. I mean, you can barely hear anything that poor Brian had to say. So, anyway, yeah, that's what the Kansas – I wish I had it here for you, but I heard it a couple times earlier today. This one from Matt on Twitter. K-State won the popular vote, but KU literally walked away with the Electoral College.
Yeah, saw that one.
You're not very impressed by that
one. It's – I just hate when politics comes into it because it means it's going to be really funny to some people and really not funny to some other people when maybe everyone should just relax and realize that's a decent joke.
That's the part that I don't get. Like, I'm totally fine just laughing at that. Like, anything like that.
Oh, I know
like,
you would be.
Stuff from the game last night, I'll laugh at it. Even if you take an L, that's a way to take some of the pain out of that L, man. Just have some fun with it. Laugh a little bit. This from Harrier Cat on Twitter. KU found its running game. Now they need a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of football jokes.
That was 11 yards worth of running between his dribble and a shot, by the way.
Svi has the highest yards per carry of any Kansas running back.
Mm-hmm. They need to get him on the team. I agree.
The Big 12 refs account honestly left me feeling a bit disappointed last night. There was so much potential there. I thought they could have done better. But I did kind of laugh at this one. They tweeted at Bob Bowlsby and said, at Bob Bowlsby, can we take a personal day tomorrow?
I really liked this one. Don't know if you caught this one from the fake John Higgins account, but he said, apologies to everyone for missing this game. I was traveling.
Ah, yeah.
I liked that one.
Yeah, that's solid.
And see, you know, here's the thing.
It got enough of a chuckle out of me. That's what I'm going for here. I just wanted people to make me laugh last night, so I was trying to solicit some of these.
Here's the thing about John Higgins, and you and I certainly disagree on the quality of official that John Higgins is, but John Higgins makes that call because John Higgins does not miss an opportunity to make a crucial call that gets him plenty of hair time. You know what I'm saying? So he absolutely would have called KU for traveling, even though he has seemed to kind of let some of those things go in Allen Fieldhouse over the years as much as any other Big 12 official.
Would have been a pretty nice hair flip that he would have got while making the
absolutely
travel signal, and then
he gets
signaling the other way.
5 more minutes on ESPN or ESPN2.
I don't know about 5 minutes, but certainly some more time. Yeah.
No, overtime.
Oh, I see.
About
overtime. Yeah. That's it. You know what? You're onto something there. He would have had 5 more minutes of being on the floor.
Yep.
And he would have been in that highlight that they show over and over again of the travel. Yeah, I think you're on to something.
The one time
that
I would want John Higgins on a K-State game was right there.
I will give you that. Look, I'll give K-State this, too. They rejuvenated, I think, a lot of the fan base for getting back on board with this season. Certainly it did some of that to me in the game last night. A big reason why they're having success is the offense. And I will throw out there right now that Kansas is a completely different team without a rim protector, and you saw it. K-State attacked the rim a lot in the game. When they scored clutch basket after clutch basket down the stretch of that game, it was guys attacking the hole. Kamau Stokes with the floater. Barry Brown threw on really high off the glass and in. Wesley Owundu had a great take to the basket really late in the game to get key buckets. They were able to do that without the rim protector. Bill Self's main complaint with this Kansas team is that they can't play offense. They can't play defense. They are a phenomenal offensive team. So Kansas is not what they have been. This may not be like scoring 88 points, say, 3 years ago in Allen Fieldhouse. But you can't deny that this K-State offense that we've heard a lot about, how much better they are this year, I think now we're at the point where you can legitimately say the offense is really, really far ahead of where it was last year. And that's with some sporadic three-point shooting. They made 4 of their first 5 last night. They wound up 7 of 21. So They did it without – this was not like a fluky game where you come in and hit 15 threes against Kansas and stay in the game because of that. They did it by finding other ways to score, running good offense, getting to the rack, and getting a bunch of shots right at the rim, which I think is better than if you would step back and have a 14 for 21 night, for instance, from three-point range. That tells me that the offense is actually there, functioning and working very well. These guys play together well. They're legitimately a pretty talented basketball team.
46 points in the paint for K-State last night. That is a very, very high number. And I think that that, combined with the look that Dean Wade got on K-State's last possession, yes, the shot didn't go in, but I just thought that K-State was really well coached last night. And that is not a situation that Bruce Weber typically excels especially against a guy like Bill Self with those in-game situations. But I thought the K-State did a really nice job of adjusting and, like I said earlier, counterpunching to everything that KU was doing.
Yeah, the way this team runs offense, I think, falls under the umbrella of coaching as well as the players having good chemistry together. And that came to fruition on what stings almost as much as this fee play, which is Dean Wade's missed three there on the possession before. Really good call, I thought, from K-State's bench and the coaching staff on what they were going to run. Wesley Owundu had been having success getting to the basket. He just had his drive and crazy bank shot that went in. So they went back to him, put the ball in his hands, just run him off a screen and say, all right, depending on how they play this, either you're going to drive to the basket and try and create, or you flip it over to Dean. And after the game, Josh Jackson, who was the other defender there, was talking about how he was supposed to switch on the screen and didn't, which you could file that under coaching on Bill Self's in there. They misplay it, leave Dean Wade wide open for a three. Just happened to not quite hit the shot. But that really is one of those times where I'll sit there and listen a little bit to it, like, hey, coach can't get out there and shoot the ball. I mean, at some point, you got to put it in the hole. You got to make a shot. And it didn't work out like that. But I think you have to give Bruce Weber a ton of credit for the way that they drew up that last play there. So the offense in general is functioning well. When you can draw something up like that, it works like that. You want him to make the shot, obviously. That's frustrating. It was close, but that was about all I think the coaches on the bench could have done.
I liked them looking for Dean Wade, even though he was 0 for 2 on threes going into that attempt, just because he's the one guy on K-State's roster that has experience with that kind of a shot on the road. It's a way lesser situation, but he did hit that shot against Georgia from the baseline on kind of a similar look. And I mean, he is a guy that doesn't seem to care very much when he goes up and shoots. I mean, he's not really thinking about much. It's just a muscle reaction, essentially, when he shoots the ball. I felt good when that ball was in the air and it didn't quite go down.
Lots of good things that happened offensively last night. I think Dean Wade is certainly a jumping-off point to talk about later on in the show as well. Not only his performance in the game overall, which was great, but also, how does he now react to having that game-winning shot miss? I mean, that was similar to the Texas game from last year, and it did seem like in some ways that bothered him, missing that shot. 537-1350-866-776-1350 to join us here on the game. We welcome in Kelly from Manhattan. What's up, Kelly?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to check your local listings. They're going to replay the K-State game tonight on the Travel Channel. You like that?
Oh, Kelly.
Yeah, that's good.
Kelly, my man, thank you for that.
You're welcome, guys. Enjoy your show.
Oh, that was great. Kelly, I appreciate the kind words. I appreciate the joke. Thank you for listening. Don't be a stranger. That was awesome. That got a real, genuine, legitimate laugh from me right there.
That was good.
I was like waiting for, oh boy, are we expecting to rewatch the game here to look for this. I'm ready to go into like actual analyzing the game mode.
Travel channel.
Man, put
I
that
hadn't
up,
heard that one.
Put that on the list. I'm marking that down on the list. There was one that I got on Twitter last night that's like definitely my favorite that I'll reveal in the second hour, but Kelly's call is up there.
I was going to put K-State joke in the topic, but I decided I'd let you guys get
find
completely,
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, normally,
totally
I would,
surprised.
Normally I'd rather have an idea of where it's going, but I like that better. It got the natural reaction. If anybody else has jokes that they want to throw in, 537-1350-866-776-1350, you can even do it toll-free.
Still have about a minute left before we finish off the first hour, and something else I wanted to throw in about the impressiveness of what K-State did last night. 19 of 23 from the free throw line, 83% in that building. That shows that this team is starting to develop some kind of poise. I think that's positive.
Wait, you mean the officials didn't jerry-rig the basket the way that K-State was going each side of the half? Wouldn't
do better, John.
Wouldn't
do better.
Fix like that?
Do
thought,
better.
Thought that's how it went. Fighting through the adversity there at the charity stripe. Come on, you knew I had to throw like one of those in there at some point. If you missed any of Chris Lowry on with us in the first hour, K-State associate head coach, we'll play some of that back at 5:25 in hour two. When we come back, though, I said earlier in a way last night was exactly what the season needed. I think it's also exactly what Bruce Weber needed. We'll elaborate on that coming up.